Dennis Tito paid Russia some $20 million to hitch a ride to the International Space Station. What's he been doing in space? NPR satire show Rewind intercepted some emails to Tito's girlfriend.
Dear Dawn, I love space. My first full day, and since my comrades were so busy with their experiments, I decided to try one of my own. You know what floats in space? Everything! Pens, Dr. Pepper, sharp knives, our entire water supply, everything! I think the Russians are jealous of my experiments, though, because they asked me not to do any more. I will write more postcards soon. Love, Dennis. Dear Dawn, it's only my second day and I've already been given an important job. UFO lookout! And just to make it easier for me, they've stapled me to the window facing out. No activity yet, but I'm watching closely. More postcards soon. Love, Dennis. Dear Dawn, the moon is so beautiful. How majestic in its isolation. How mysterious in its perfection. I am going to buy it. Love, Dennis. Dear Dawn, big day today, spacewalk! Yuri and Talgat let me try the untethered spacesuit. I thought they were never going to come back. I signaled the ship with a wad of American dollars and they finally opened the hatch, though. What a bunch of jokers. Ha ha. Love, Dennis. Dear Dawn, to relieve the boredom, we played something called Russian poker. It was a confusing game since they kept changing the rules and I don't really speak the language. I lost, I'm afraid, and must now finance the entire Russian space program. Whoops. Love, Dennis. Dear Dawn, my journey is nearly complete, and I just had some very exciting news. I get to ride back to Earth in the Express capsule. It looks an awful lot like Reynolds' wrap to me, but hey, they're the cosmonauts. They say I'll be coming in very fast, but we'll be landing in the water, so everything will be A-okay. Whoops, gotta go. Love, Dennis!
Satire from the NPR show, Rewind.